This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct's spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Double Elvis.
I sit here waiting on some exciting news for Sound of Our Town. Once it's confirmed, I'll be sharing it here on the feed. But while I prepare for that moment, I wanted to try something slightly different here, and I'll explain. When I started the show, I was fairly new to the world of podcasts. Never mind podcasting. And there was this one other podcast that jumped out to me while I was making season one of Sound of Our Town that I felt an immediate kinship to. And since I've missed the mic and traveling around city to city preparing episodes for you, I thought maybe I'd share with you this new favorite show of mine. Something to tide us over until I can get to that good news. And I think this is something that feeds that travel bug and that live music bug as well. Vanishing Postcards is a documentary travelogue that invites listeners on a road trip exploring the hidden dives, traditions, and frequently threatened histories just off of our interstates. And if you enjoyed episode 10 of Sound of Our Town, where we visited Tulsa, then you are going to want to check out Vanishing Postcards episode 5, where my friend and host Evan Stern spends a whole show diving deep into the Vatican of Tulsa, Kane's Ballroom. Episodes of Vanishing Postcards are expertly crafted, meticulously researched, and feature some of the most fascinating voices you'll hear throughout America. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Evan Stern a couple weeks ago, where I got to ask him all kinds of questions, including, what is podcasting? And I got my answers. I'd also like to share some of that conversation with you, right here, right now. Here's Evan Stern.
Evan. Your early life, do you have performance in your past? Is there a part of you feel, it sounds when I'm listening to you, you're not just like, you didn't wake up one day and say, I'm going to do a podcast. There's something about you that is called to this.
Absolutely not. It was a very slow evolution that led me to podcasting where I am now. But yes, my background is actually as an actor. And I've done a lot of singing in my past as well. You know, I moved to New York straight out of college. I realized that no doors were about to open for me. And I realized I had to do something on my own. I initially thought about writing a one-man show. Then I realized I didn't have the time or patience to put something together that was going to be quality enough that people would actually want to sit through and watch it. And I said, well, you know what? With Cabaret, the songs are there, the history is there. So I put together a one-man show that focused on the songs of World War II. And I ended up doing a lot of work in New York's cabaret scene. And I've been privileged to perform on the stage of Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, a number of tremendous venues. But said, I really am one of those people who just fell in love with podcasting over the course of the last 10 years. You know, I'd be listening to podcasts when I was cooking or cleaning, programs like The Moth, The Kitchen Sisters, Cocaine and Rhinestones. And I just slowly kind of started hearing these whispers say, well, you know, maybe there is something that you could do here with this. And it was also around this time that the YouTube algorithm kept suggesting these travel vlog videos. And I would watch them and I would rarely see the way that I enjoyed traveling represented because it was, you know, of course, there are some exceptions, but more often than not, the people doing these vlogs weren't saying, look at this place. It was much more about, oh, well, look at me and how fabulous and cute I am in this place. And somehow I came up with this idea that I wanted to put together a musical travelogue of Mexico, which is so much of why I respect what you're doing with Sound of Our Town, because basically, long story short, I went to go put together a pilot and I went to Merida, Yucatan, and I interviewed some musicians. And it's one thing to be writing in a vacuum where you're thinking, oh, man, this is going to be great. Then you get back, you take a look at what you've done and you're like, oh, man, I have missed the mark so terribly. And it occurred to me in working on that is, yes, I talked a lot about the city of Merida, but you actually didn't feel the city of Merida in listening to this piece. And I realized, well, I have to learn so much more about audio production before tackling something ambitious of this nature. I also realized I'm proficient in Spanish. I'm not fluent, but so it's challenging to get the level of rapport going with the subject for that reason. But more than that, the human voice has such great color, shade, and nuance to it that you get an actor to come in and dub over these voices, you lose so much. And so I said, okay, I've got to learn more. And in January of 2020, I went back home to Texas. I'm totally enmeshed in the gig economy up here in New York. I kind of, at that point, I'd kind of built my life so that I could escape the brutal winter for a little while. So January 2020, I went back home to Texas because if there's one thing I know, it's that Texas people love to talk and they tell great stories. And I didn't really know what I was going to do at that point, but I just walked into this old dive bar in Austin called the Dry Creek Cafe and I started talking to people. And I just kept collecting stories at different places. And I stepped back and I said, okay, so what do I have here? I realized that each episode provided a snapshot of a different place. What is that? That's a postcard. And if there's a common thread in the places that I visit, it's that you don't know how much longer a lot of them are going to be around, or they're really representative of broader fading cultures, histories, traditions that you just don't hear so much about anymore. And it's been an incredible, exhilarating ride. And I'm incredibly honored that I've been able to have the resources to put all of this together. So my first season was Texas-based. The current season that's out right now is all about Route 66. I drove Route 66 from Oklahoma to California, drove 6,845 miles. I spoke with over 100 people along the way. It's been an incredibly epic ordeal. But what's wonderful now is that I embarked on all of this as a solo traveler, and now I feel like people are on this ride with me as I share these stories and season and series.
Now, and so it was starting with Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Were there things that just blew your – you're from the state. Were there things that blew your mind that you discovered on that first season?
Well, it's all – It really is all about the people that you meet. I'll tell you what, the second piece I put together was on this dance hall in this town called Seton, Texas. They have a population of, you know, maybe 50 people live there. I'd never been to this place before. But each weekend, every Sunday, they have dances at this old dance hall, which is the oldest family-run dance hall in Texas. And you go to this place, and I met people there who still spoke Czech. You know, they'd been in Texas for generations and they still spoke in Czech one another. And, you know, I'm walking around this dance hall. I'm totally conspicuous. I have my shotgun microphone. I have my headphones. This old man comes up to me. He's just so curious. And he starts talking to me. And turns out this guy is about to turn 100 years old. He tells me in June I'm going to be 100 years old. Turns out he was a Normandy veteran. And he tells me that one night recently he showed up there and he danced with 32 different women. And I find that the best stories you find, the best people that you find are in the hidden places. They're in places that are getting the least amount of attention. I mean, I think that the concept of vanishing postcards is global. I mean, there's no reason why I couldn't do it in New York City or Dublin or Mexico City or wherever. But I just find that, you know, when you get to these small towns, the rewards are just incredibly rich.
And how have you been changed by some of those adventures from talking to somebody? How has it affected you as a person in these adventures and these conversations and the digging that you do, which is so rich and in depth? And I feel special when I'm listening to it because I have that person's voice in my head and your reflection of it. How has all that affected you as a person?
Well, we live in a horribly divided world and nation right now. I will be the first to say I don't think that anything about what we've lived through over the last 6 years should be normalized at all. And I don't want to sound like a Pollyanna. I actually think of myself as being relatively cynical. But when you are sitting across the table from someone, it's amazing how much shared experience and empathy can be found. And I think it's important to find areas of agreement in our world right now. And culture is one of those rare areas of agreement. And I spoke to someone recently who said to me, well, why can't they come to you? You know, why do you have to go to them? And my reaction to that is, you know, if we can't appreciate what is good and beautiful about our small towns and rural America, how can we expect them to appreciate what is good and beautiful about New York City or Boston or San Francisco or wherever?
Absolutely. That's what I love about this connection and this conversation that we're having, is that both shows, Sound of Our Town and Vanishing Postcards, they just have this call to return to humanity. And did you know you were getting into that when you started this?
No, not at all. I'll tell you, I didn't have a clue what I was doing when I started doing this. It all just revealed itself to me as I got to work on it. But I think that there is great, as we've talked about, I just think it's very important that we have conversations about what we can do to preserve and honor and celebrate culture.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Obviously, one of my favorite episodes is the Kane's Ballroom episode, which we are we're going to Tulsa this season. So I think you can probably guess in each episode of Sound of Our Town, we have that distinction of the Vatican, you know, the sonic Vatican of the city. And it can vary, you know, but I think you can probably guess that Kane's will be the Vatican of, of Tulsa.
Hell yeah. I should hope so.
What, have you been to Kane's before? You were in there and interviewing everybody?
I had never been to Kane's before, but I absolutely knew about Kane's. And I knew that, you know, Route 66 goes through Tulsa. It was non-negotiable for me that I do a piece on Kane's Ballroom. And I found out that Asleep at the Wheel was going to be performing there. And I tell you what, man, I pretty much organized my whole Route 66 trip around that date so that I could be there to experience Ray Benson and Asleep at the Wheel at Kane's Ballroom. And it was fantastic.
My goodness. And that is really what is so important right now. Is a friend of mine said to me recently about sports stadiums, and the good ones that have been around forever, Wrigley or Fenway Park. But there's just decades and sometimes centuries of all this human emotion that's happened. The losses, the heartbreak, the victories, the anger, the sadness. And it's all kind of absorbed somehow. All that energy gets absorbed. And when you walk into some of these places, you feel it right away. You know, and I know you felt that when you walk into Kane's. How do you feel? Are there other spots on the Route 66 tour, or are all spots like that for you when you walk in and you can just kind of feel something?
Well, certainly not all spots. Absolutely not. But I do find that I do seek out places that have a certain sacred feeling to them. I mean, it's very different. It's not a music venue, but I mean, one place that I discovered was this small town, Miami, Oklahoma. It's just about 12 miles south of the Kansas line, sits right on Route 66. But you go to the cemetery there, and you'll discover they have a Union Jack flag flying. And there are 15 graves that have the badge of the Royal Air Force seal on them. And what it was in World War II, Britain shipped a bunch of flyboys over to train, you know, in Miami, Oklahoma. And a number of them were killed in accidents, or they died in training while they were there and were never able to get shipped home. But this small town still holds remembrance ceremonies for these fallen soldiers each year. And to walk amongst those graves and, you know, to see the way in which this community has 80 years on, you know, kept these stories and honored their memories, you know, it brought chills to my spine the second I arrived there.
Right. That's beautiful. So you have Texas, you have Route 66. Those are big spaces and very long spaces. You're doing a workload that, how do I not overstate this? It's mammoth. There's a Pulitzer level of care to do something like that as one person. I'm learning the workload of this in my first season, really, you know, in between playing shows and then writing about shows. How do you balance this? And how do you make, there's so much presence in your show. How are you taking care of the presence and researching and making Vanishing Postcards and balancing your life?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's a love project. And I mean, it is indeed a mammoth amount of work. I mean, it really is an act of insanity. But at the same time, I mean, when you are doing stuff for love, it doesn't necessarily always feel like work. I draw great energy from it. But self-care is also something that I feel like I've always handled instinctively. I find that I'm pretty good at knowing, you know, if a deadline is going to be too much, I know when to step away. And I mean, for instance, talking about Route 66 and what I did there, I mean, it was, you know, you can relate being a touring musician. I mean, we're talking like a different motel every night. But, you know, I came up with rules for myself. I'm not going to drive more than 5 hours in a day, for starters, you know. And you got to make certain that you're well fed. I tried my best to, you know, I'm not a health nut by any stretch of the imagination, but tried not to load up on too many burgers or chicken fried steaks along the way. But you also do have to remind yourself at times about why you are doing this. And I mean, I do think that the stories that I showcase, you know, are bigger than me. And I draw energy from the people that I meet and their stories, because it's really, it's much more about them than me. And I draw a lot of energy from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you cannot fall prey to the easy food on the highway. I learned that years ago, and now I just pack food with me when I get on the road. I have to bring stuff that'll sustain me, or else I won't make it to the stage.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge out there.
I usually get out of the car now every hour and a half, and don't push beyond an hour and a half, and do 100 jumping jacks. And just get my body moving, or else sitting for too long will just eat away at you slowly. And so tell me, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier and something you've talked to me about before, and that's Mexico.
Mm.
Do you dream of doing this show in Mexico?
It's not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, I think that, you know, Mexico really is kind of like a second home for me in a lot of ways. I mean, I grew up, you know, growing up, we would just hop in the car and drive all over Mexico for all of our vacations, being from Texas. And, you know, later as part of, you know, after I left home for college, as part of my empty nest syndrome, my parents bought and restored an hacienda down there. So Mexico is a big part of my life. And I believe that Mexico deserves a Valentine. You know, you see so much negative coverage of Mexico in the media. There are so many terrible misconceptions. And I would absolutely love to do something down there. So it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Well, that's what I love about Vanishing Postcards, is I just feel connected to all the little corners of America that I'm removed from. Even as a performer who travels a lot and I get to see the world, sometimes I'm playing in the major cities too often, you know, which is why, you know, why I started with Portland, Maine, instead of New York, or, you know, we did LA this season, but we didn't start there. There's plenty of, and what I noticed too, when I go play Europe, they love talking about Boston because there's a lot of narrative for New York and LA throughout the world. That's how
they see America. And Vanishing Postcards allows Americans to see the richness of their country, but also, like you said about the dance hall, the love that the communities have and carrying on some of these traditions. So I applaud you for bringing these stories to the forefront with such grace and care. And hearing the characters in Vanishing Postcards is just so wonderful.
Well, I thank you so much for that. I do. And to kind of like piggyback a little off of what you're saying is, you know, the best, some of the best art and artists come from places that, I mean, people are the first to dismiss. You know, I always say that Detroit gave us Motown. Clarksdale, Mississippi gave us the blues. And I mean, one episode I really look forward to sharing with everyone is I went to Bakersfield. And I'm doing a whole piece on the, because Bakersfield, you know, doesn't sit on Route 66, but its story is absolutely intertwined with it, because that's where all the Okie migrants, that's the road that they all drove, and Bakersfield is where they end up. And the music that they formed there in Bakersfield completely revolutionized American music. And it's a story, you know, you mentioned, you know, Bakersfield to maybe someone from San Francisco. They'll be like, well, what the hell are you doing going to Bakersfield? It's like, why the hell wouldn't I go to Bakersfield? This is incredible. And it's a story that needs to be remembered.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a story that we haven't heard a million times. And like you said about Detroit, and you mentioned the New York in the 70s, the 70s of New York gave us the Talking Heads and the Ramones, because they could afford to live there because everyone had blown it. And the more we can find balance to keeping our old stories alive, our new stories alive, and working together and having artists that feel like they can afford New York and Boston and San Francisco.
I'm in full agreement, man.
The less likely you are to have these crashes.
Mm-hmm.
Artists keep us all connected.
They do. And, you know, like I've said, it's not it, you know, you won't hear me talk about stuff like this in the show itself. But the reason my hometown of Austin, you know, had this incredible music scene, and the music scene is still there and present. But the reason that music scene was born is because it was a great town to be broken. Those days are never coming back. But we can have conversations about maybe, you know, let's see if we can get some affordable housing going on for artists. You know, let's see what, you know, tax abatements we can provide to businesses that are supporting this, because it is so crucial we save and protect live music in places like Austin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or the dance that has been going on, you know, all these little things all matter. And I think we're going to find a return to balance in the next 10 years because, like you said, it hasn't been that fun in the last six.
Yeah, right. Well, from your lips to God's ears, Will.
Well, Evan, thank you so much, man. I'm so glad that we're connected. I've learned and gained so much from listening to Vanished Postcards. I have a whole other season. I've listened to 66 so far, but I have a whole other season that I haven't, you know, even gotten to dive into yet, so it's great.
Well, believe me, Will, the honor is mine. As I said, you know, you've kind of figured out a way to navigate a lot of the problems that I've encountered through your show, and I draw a great inspiration from your work as well. Absolutely.
Please, back at you, man. I'm still figuring this thing out, but it's been absolutely wonderful, and having this opportunity with you is actually really reaffirming. So, thank you for your time.
Awesome.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.